Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Do you like fun and games? Do you like supporting the Stollery? Check the link below.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As you can tell, I'm not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. I'm on holidays in Tucson. As you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. Hi, I'm Chrissy Bergstaller. I own a vintage clothing store in Tucson, Arizona. It's called How Sweet It Was.
Nice. Yeah. Now, this is a gem that we stumbled upon yesterday, and it is the coolest spot ever. I bought a bunch of stuff while I was here yesterday.
Cool.
I'm wearing two of the pieces right
Looks
now.
Looks good.
Thank you. How long have you had this shop for?
So How Sweet It Was has been around since 1974, so
okay.
A really long time, older than I am.
Okay.
But I guess I've worked here for about 20 years, and I've owned it for about 10, and I was like a partner for a while before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So explain to me and the people at home, like, what is this shop really? Because vintage and thrift are so different.
Yes.
And I think people get confused with that. So can you kind of give me an idea of what like a vintage shop is?
So I mean, the main difference between vintage and thrift is a thrift store, the items are donated. And then with a vintage store, it's curated. We buy our inventory. So mm-hmm. everything is selected because I think it has merit in some way or another.
Right.
It's cleaned, it's restored, it's organized and curated in a way for our customer base and just my general idea of what I think is cool.
Okay. And so I want you to dig deeper into that. Like, what do you think is cool? Because you have we're going to shoot a few different podcasts so you can get some angles of the store, but like, it is really cool the type of clothing that you have
Thanks.
In here. So like, how does that work for you? Like when you go out looking, like what is in your mind?
So I mean, for us, vintage technically means like 20 years or older. For us,
okay.
we try to keep it like 1970s and older. We do some 80s, 90s.
Okay.
So for me, first, I'm just looking like, is it authentically vintage?
Mm-hmm.
And then also just, is it, you know, we want things that are wearable, things that are cool.
Right.
And yeah, that's just kind of, it's a gut feeling, I guess.
Okay.
You know, and I appreciate so many aspects of vintage. I feel like there's a lot of great vintage shops that they really like heavily specialize in like one type of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in a way, I wish I could do that, but I just think that like too many things are interesting and cool.
That's right.
So our focus is a little broader in that sense to where it's just, you know, pure vintage, 70s and older.
Okay.
Totally wearable, men's, women's, formal wear,
yeah.
Casual wear.
Right. So where do you go to find these gems?
We are so lucky in that we have been here for a long time, and
mm-hmm.
I would say that's probably one of our major strengths is that people know that we're here. So
right.
most of our inventory comes right through the front door.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
People know that we're here,
yeah.
And so we buy from the public. And
okay.
that can look like so much. It's a lot of times it's people that are maybe dealing with an estate and they recognize that this stuff is cool, that it has some kind of value, but they
right.
don't necessarily need it.
Right.
A lot of just vintage lovers that are looking for cash or trade to keep their closet fresh.
Yeah.
That's the most of it. And then, of course, you know, I get out as much as I can, which isn't
okay.
as much as it used to be these days.
Right,
but,
right.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to throw it to a quick ad, and we're going to continue talking. Enjoy the ad.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Okay, so how did you first find or get the love for vintage? And you said you've been working here for a long time, so how did that first foster with you?
I think I've always just kind of been anti what other people are doing. So even like in junior high, I'd always hit like the thrift stores just looking for something different.
Okay.
And I guess I didn't realize in the beginning that what I liked was vintage. You know, I was just looking for unusual, like weird stuff.
Right.
And then as I got a little older, I was like, oh, this is like from a certain era.
Right.
And then I guess I actually began working in the shop. This is like, I was like the part-time Saturday night girl when I was in college.
Okay.
And then that just,
dovetailed into more.
Yeah.
Okay. I got another question. Like, I find the whole vintage thing and thrifting fascinating. So you said something at the beginning of the interview in regards to, like, I can tell if it's real vintage.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean necessarily?
There's so many. Once you just have, like, feel enough of it and see enough of it, you really get a sense. There's so many concrete clues, like a label, a zipper, the construction, the style, the fabric. There's not one thing. It's a whole vibe, a whole essence, a whole everything kind of lends to. And a lot of times I get actual provenance because I'm buying from the people who, you know, they're like, oh, I wore this the night of my wedding in 1948. So a lot of times I do get like actual validation like that. And we try to pass on those stories when we can. It's really just comes with experience.
Okay.
I've definitely, you know, started out just kind of reading a lot of books and but even then, until you like actually see and feel the real thing, it can be hard. Even if you read how you think it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You can't like trade that for the, you know, experience.
Right. Now, when you think of the people who come into your store, like what are the type of client base that you see on a regular basis?
Basically just all the cool people.
Great answer.
I mean, anytime a band comes through town, almost guaranteed, they're not almost guaranteed, but like often, you know, touring bands, you guys.
Yeah, there
like,
we
just,
go.
Like,
thank you for putting us.
Check
wow.
out, like, you know, what's hip, what's going on. It's really across the board, all ages. I mean, we get like, you know, teenagers up to all ages, just people that are looking for something different.
Right.
An older clientele that's maybe they understand what's good.
Right.
You know, they're looking for quality, something unusual.
Yeah.
They have an appreciation for just like finer fabrics, finer construction.
Right.
So, yeah.
All over the map.
Yeah,
that
it really is.
That is so cool. Yeah, it's definitely, it's a spot, and I can understand why. If you're coming to Tucson, or if you knew somebody who had been, it's like, what should I go and do in Tucson? Like, oh, you got to check out this store.
Yeah.
Like, and Tanner was mentioning
to
you earlier when we came in, like, we've been blessed. We got hooked up with the tourism board here. And so they were like, hey, go this place. So they introduced us to a bunch of people. And like, no shade to all those people. Like, I enjoyed meeting them. I enjoyed their shops and their restaurants and stores. But for me, this literally has been like the highlight destination for me, because it's just been so on point and just so kind of what I was looking for. So really good store.
Honestly, I think like a traveling tip for anybody is to check out like the vintage stores, whatever city you're in.
Because
I feel like once you go to the vintage shop, that's where you find the cool restaurants. That's where you find the culture, the scene of whatever city you're visiting.
Yeah.
That's kind of always, that's how I travel.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the vintage shops? Yeah. And then inevitably you're, you know, in like a cool pocket of town.
Like, I couldn't believe what I found. I'll talk to, because I know we're running a little bit over time here, but it's kind of nuts in regards to when I came, I found, they called it a Buffalo Bill jacket, which is so Canadian. I wouldn't think like down here I'd be finding this.
That lady, the lady, Michelle.
Yeah,
she
super knowledgeable.
Searched up what that meant for us so she could give us the story on that.
Cool.
Yeah. I found like a maple leaf pin, which
that's
nuts.
So suitable.
But then like the money clip that I got, which I don't have on me right now, but it said Mac. Yeah. And we're from Fort Mac. This is the Mac City Morning Show. I'm like, what is going on
here?
Oh, no,
vintage is magical like that. We have, like, vintage miracles all the time.
Yeah.
Things are just like, this was made for me, and it's so unusual. How did this even happen?
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly it. So before I cut you loose, though, I got one weird question for you in regards to, like, a vintage find, like a unicorn item. Like, if you could, like, find or look for, like, one thing, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. I guess I was not prepared for that.
Nobody ever is prepared for these random questions.
I'm like a huge fan of like Miriam Haskell jewelry. So some like 1940s Miriam Haskell costume jewelry, which is often unsigned. So a lot of times like people may not know that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw that one out
there. There you go. I love it.
I'm going to tempt the universe.
There you go. Bring it in this direction.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with me today.
Yeah.
Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
To just shout out who I want?
Who, inanimate objects, it doesn't matter, whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you should check out Paul Elliott's sculpture at You Don't Want to Go In There. And, a podcast release. There's so many fantastic local Tucson businesses. I can't even.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Paul got, and he's got a great last name. So, hey, I think that was a great shout out. All right. Sweet. Well, for right, McMurray, cool. Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to all our sponsors. We appreciate your ongoing support. And for everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.